How about witnessing for Christ on the streets, the parks, and even the radio? Stay tuned.
What you must know about ministry today from a legal perspective. Join attorney David Gibbs Jr. now for The Legal Alert.
During the height of the COVID pandemic, Bob heard of many church services being held outside who were smartly using FM transmitters to broadcast the speaker directly to car radios. Bob was an avid witnesser for Christ, and this gave him an idea. Could he possibly set up something similar to broadcast his own personal evangelism ministry? He called the Christian Law Association to find out. Our attorneys were glad to help him explore his opportunities to do so in concert with the applicable FCC state and other laws that would maximize his ministry opportunities. If you have a unique ministry idea, be sure that you know the legal ramifications, what the state, the federal, and even county law requires before you initiate it. You have the right, but you must honor the law.
Hope that perspective is helpful for your ministry. And if you've got more questions, why not link up with an attorney at our website, christianlaw.org. That's christianlaw.org.
We're 9 minutes after noon on our Wednesday, this 20th day of January. 52 degrees currently on the outside with sunny skies and a bit of a breeze to deal with. So if you're going to be out, a jacket does feel nice, but a beautiful Wednesday. And a swap shop coming your way in a few moments with myself and Brother Roger Walton. We'd love to have you hang around if you can. And also, if you have an item for us today, we'd love to have that as well. Buy, sell, trade, lost and found, garage or yard sale, or business if you're looking to hire folks. We'll help you out with that. The number here, 828-884-9427. Email wgcr@icloud.com or our website, wgcr.net. Taking us to Swap Shop today, the Miller family, the great I Am still is.
Still, I'm a sinner saved by grace because
I am still.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. This song was written by the late Andre Crouch. He'd been shopping for a ring to buy for the one he had planned to propose to. She was with the group that had been singing at a church for several days, and he had planned to give her the ring that first night, but she didn't show up, and she didn't show up the second night. On the third night, she arrived and announced that she would not be his future wife. She was going to marry someone else. With a crushed heart, he left to drive home thinking about David and his trials. It wasn't long until these words emerged. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Yes, I've learned to depend upon His Word.
I'm singing through it all.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, we take a moment and welcome you to a Wednesday's edition of Swap Shop, the 20th day of January, 2021. I'm Christy Johnson.
And I'm Roger Walton.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Oh, it's been one of those mornings like it is about every 4 years where I'm glued to the TV all morning, and as part of being a citizen and as well as being in the news.
Yeah.
Because I'm in the news business. I got to kind of know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And a lot of attention, of course, today, the inauguration of the 46th President of the United States.
And at 10 minutes till 12, that officially occurred. I just finished listening to his speech. And then they had a singer come up, and I cut it, and then we're here, so I will not be able to hear the vice president's speech. She was sworn in first,
mm-hmm.
and so that happened. But this morning,
mm-hmm.
The ex-president now, at the time, President Trump, was at Joint Andrews Base to get on Air Force One, and if anybody knows me and my take on President Trump, it was he was not my kind of speaker. I have followed him for years, and way back when Fox and Friends used to interview him as a real estate. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going back mega years. And when he was, you know, that apprentice, he just got that gruff. But I was super impressed at his farewell speech. It was eloquent. It was soulful and heartful. And it was to the point, which would be him. But he really, you could tell he really loved serving the people those 4 years. Now, he did say some things that were unique. One was that the new administration has the ability to have the best of everything if they keep the foundation in check. That was kind of a way to me of saying, we built you a good solid foundation to build on. Don't tear it down.
Yeah.
And he did say, we'll be back in some shape or form. So he did have those two things. He did have a very lamentful moment on the toll that it's taken on families with the coronavirus. And how that economy was rolling up to that point, and yet how it started to come back faster than anyone thought. And then the other impressive thing he touched down in, and I watched that in West Palm Beach, to go to Mar-a-Lago, where he has a place there, and just got in the motorcade. He didn't have any remarks because at that point things were going on, and he did not detract from that. So I felt he left in a class of grace. Not to mention that the peaceful transfer of power occurred despite the conspiracy theories that were out there that he was going to do all these things. And he did none of them. Now, President Biden did have an interesting speech. I will make a negative comment and a positive comment.
Okay.
And I had this negative comment for all political people that use the word democracy. And in his speech, multiplicity of times, our democracy. And this come after some a wonderful lady said, you know, did the Pledge of Allegiance in sign language, and you know, to the Republic for which we stand. And you can't, pure democracy will kill itself. That's why our founding fathers didn't go that route. Now, the positive thing remains to be seen. He is pledging, as he has, to bring America together. I hope he can. But his silence on the impeachment is going to be one of the first things that's going to be against. If he really, really, really was serious about wanting to be the president of the people who didn't vote for him, he needs to give serious consideration and should have already said something by now. But I would not look at his speech in any way, shape, or form and condemning. I felt that he held true to who he really is, but at the same time said some things that leave you wondering how he's going to do it. You scratch your head how he's going to do it. So I have a special devotion now that we've done this at the end. Let me give you a fact that's kind of interesting. On this date, 1981, Ronald Reagan was sworn in as the oldest president to take the oath of office at 69 years and 349 days.
Well,
that got bumped today.
I started to say.
Because he's 78.
Yeah. So Biden will be the oldest president.
That reminds me so much of when Reagan was debating Mondale, I think it was. I think I'm right. But anyhow, he talked about how old Ronald Reagan was. And Ronald Reagan answered by saying, No, I don't think I'm going to say anything about my opponent's youth and inexperience. And it It even cracked Bondale up. He even started laughing. But this is a day that is interesting in our world because mm-hmm. we're one of the only ones that really transfer power so often. Mm-hmm. It can be every 4 to 8 years.
Yeah.
And do it in a way that is peaceful. Now, unfortunately, this was a peaceful one, but it was not without 25,000 guardsmen and yeah. bars and gates up and
yeah.
things that we've never seen before.
Pretty much all of D.C. shut down.
So, yeah, and boy, these poor people that live in apartments, they couldn't even walk out their doors without
yeah.
scrutiny. So it yeah. just kind of locked it down.
Hmm.
And that's sad that took place. And I will say there is a right way to do right, and there's a wrong way to do right.
Yeah.
And Christians need to understand that more than anybody else in the world. I saw something in which somebody made a bold statement on Facebook. I know them. And they compared two states, one with a mask order, one without, and made them equal.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was the state that he was touting as being great has a triple or a double digit high positive rate. And when you break it down to per capita, because their population compared to the second state is mega lower,
right?
They actually don't have a good record.
Yeah.
And so I made this comment when somebody looked at me today through Skype and said, "You look like you're at peace." I said, "Why shouldn't I be? This has got nothing to do with where I am with God."
Amen.
And I said, and my opinion for an opinion's sake is meaningless. It used to be you made up an opinion on the facts.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. For instance, Roe versus Wade. It's a fact. It's a law.
Yeah.
I have an opinion. Actually, I have a conviction.
Yes.
But if I wasn't a Christian, I could have an opinion on that fact. But we're having opinions on things that aren't even fact. And an opinion on something that's not fact is just a waste of futility.
Right.
It's just, it's just a waste of time. And my thought process throughout this has been prayer, keep your heart right, keep God number one, and keep on keeping on. And at the end of Swap Shop, I'm going to give you 7 things that didn't happen today.
All right.
7 things that are still true right now as they were 4 years ago when we put in a different president. And if the Lord tarries and we have a presidential election 4 years from now, we will still have these 7 things true. They will never change. That's how we're going out with Swap Shop today.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. So we'll quickly get through this and get to the good stuff there. Not that what you haven't said already is good, but that, yeah, I'm excited. Well, you mentioned about Reagan at the time when he was sworn in being the oldest president to take the oath, and now Biden taking that over. But I did a little search today on just interesting trivia facts about past presidents, and most of the ones that caught my eye were just ones that I did not know. Well, you know, you always heard that George Washington had wooden teeth. Well, he really didn't. They were made of hippopotamus ivory. Did you know
yes.
that? I didn't know
yes,
that.
I did.
Thomas Jefferson, did you know he invented the swivel chair?
Now, that I did not know.
I did not know that. And James Monroe, he was the smallest president. I think he stood at 5'4 and weighed about 100 pounds. So, yeah. William Henry Harrison, he gave the longest inauguration speech. It was over 90 minutes, and it was on a very wet and cold day back in 1841. He got sick soon after that and died 33 days later. So they say that being out in the cold that long, but again, it was over 90 minutes. James Garfield, did you know that he was ambidextrous and he could write in Greek with one hand and in Latin in the other?
Wow, that's brilliant.
I had no idea. Yeah. Harrison was the first president to have electricity in the White House, but he was so scared of being electrocuted that he wouldn't touch any of the light switches. And they say he was known to actually go to bed with all the lights on because he was afraid to turn them off. Grover Cleveland is the only president to hold office for two non-consecutive terms. I'm sure that was folks probably know that. And that Theodore Roosevelt was on a hunting trip and he refused to shoot a bear cub. And so a toy maker then created the teddy bear, Theodore Roosevelt, Theodore Teddy, and then the bear because he didn't shoot the bear.
He was the one that said, walk softly and carry a big stick.
Yep, there you go. And some thought Walker Texas Ranger said that, but nope, it wasn't. Yeah, and this was something odd. Calvin Coolidge is reported to have had a morning ritual where somebody would rub Vaseline on his head while he ate breakfast. I know. And then he also had unusual pets. He had two raccoons, Reuben and Rebecca, that roamed the White House. Raccoons. And then not to be outdone, Herbert Hoover allowed his sons to have two pet alligators that ran around the White House grounds.
That ran around the White House?
Yeah, the White House grounds. Yeah, outside. Well, but still, even having them on the ground.
Frank, would keep me indoors.
Yeah, it would me too. I thought this was neat. Harry Truman met his wife, Bess, in Sunday school when he was 6 years old.
I like that.
Yeah, so just a couple of things. And also, you probably know Gerald Ford's real name, Leslie Lynch King Jr. See, I didn't know that. So, and he was the only president and to never be elected by voting public to either be president or vice president, because the first vice president, Agnew, resigned, and then Nixon, Watergate.
And in fact, they were saying that President Trump not attending the inauguration was kind of unique and modern, but I counted six. If you count Nixon, Now Nixon was a different set of circumstances.
Yeah.
He couldn't. But still, he was not there. So, that was kind of. And by the way, I think this is just worth noting. Mm-hmm. President Trump did not come into the presidency as an insider and a political. He came in as an outsider, which is why he had such hard time, because it disturbed the status quo. And the same with the press conferences.
Yeah.
They were not your normal. He wasn't afraid to attack the country. So to leave and not attend what is basically an all insider deal as an outsider, I kind of get that decision. And to do so in a non upstaging way.
Yeah, he just quietly wanted to just. In terms of the status, what we've seen over the past 4 years, he was a very in-your-face kind of president. But you said he was not from a political upbringing as far as, you know, being born into politics and having all that. He was what they called a political outsider. But, you know, but his background, he was a businessman. But, you know, I think
and he got things done.
He did. Now, he had very little tact. Let me just be,
maybe none.
I started to say, and I was being generous when I said very little, but it was what it was. But, you know, I think of another outsider. Ronald Reagan came in and he came from the acting world, but went down as probably one of the greatest presidents in some people's mind. So,
and he broke the chain. I don't know if any people know this, but every president from a certain period of time up to Reagan was assassinated if they were elected on a zero year.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And when Reagan got shot, it scared me because it was a zero year. Then Bush was 2000 and he got through it.
Yeah.
I mean, they threw shoes at him and things.
Right.
But, you know, now we're on a zero year. 2020 was this election. So, you know, but if you go back through history, I don't remember what year it started with what president, I can't bring that back. But every zero year up to Reagan was an assassination.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said, without a doubt, Reagan best in there. Reagan was the
first. We got married in 1980.
Reagan was the first president I got to vote for.
I got to vote earlier than that, but it was just kind of neat that our marriage started out under that new. I mean, we got married in 1980. He became president in 1981.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, Christy, they were holding up the cake, and it was the United States with red, white, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
And it slid, and they caught it. And Reagan said, "Oh, thank goodness. I thought the world was going out just as I was coming in."
Yeah. He
had those quips
he
that
did.
Were so quick.
And if you look back and read some of his speeches, I don't know who was his speechwriter or if he had a part in writing his own. I don't know that. But
he did write his own because on that Mr. Gorbachev tear down this wall, the speech person that reviewed it took it out.
Mm-hmm.
And when Reagan saw it, he put it back in.
And it turned out to be probably one of the most quoted lines of his presidency. Yeah. So, well, regardless of how we feel about today, it is a historic day.
It is.
And so.
History was made in several ways, including the first woman vice president, mm-hmm. also one of color. And I believe she even has an Indian background to her as well. So a lot of things different than what we've seen. And. As they are, I guess, now leaving, it looks like it's over. I think the plan was he was going to go sign 17 executive orders today, most of them reversing policies that had been in place.
That's what I'd heard, we will see what happens there.
I've been watching this on several media outlets all day, but... We will continue on.
Amen. I'm glad that, as the song I played at the beginning, The Great I Am still is. And
I've got one going out that's going to be interesting. I had to go, we didn't have it anymore, so I went and found it by a trio of ladies.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing it, and I can't wait to hear your devotion, and we're going to move on through Swap Shop so we can give you plenty of time. Have a traffic issue on I-40. I'm assuming it's going to be that construction still around Swannanoa, but this is going the other way today.
Yep. Oh, goodness. There's one spot that's really slowed down. The rest of it's not too bad. And it's paralleling. Oh, I wish they would write these things in bigger print. Buncombe Road, it looks like. Or no, Sunoke Road?
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I have a hard time seeing that, too. I have to zoom in way far. You're going to be slow once you come out of that tunnel road neck of the woods. You got the interchange, and if you get on 40 heading toward, you know, Black Mountain, you're going to slow down fairly quickly, and you're going to stay slow to around Swannanoa. Shows construction.
Yeah, it's construction. It's,
yeah.
And then you go back. Floor.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a question for you, just to totally change gears, because it's lunchtime and we got to do something lunchtime.
Of course. It wouldn't be us.
What state do you think has the most fast food restaurants per capita?
Well, I can answer and make you think that I'm just very smart, but I read the article, so I'm not going to answer. But I could, yeah, so I'm just going to fess up. I read it. And it was not who I thought it would be. I wouldn't have thought that.
It's way out west. Way, 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 way out west.
And then a little further.
Yeah, then a little further. You got to swim.
Yeah, get a boat, canoe, something. Yeah. Hawaii, right?
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4,500 square miles of water is part of Hawaii. So they have like one of these large areas, but they're 40th when it comes to population.
It was odd to me, and I don't know if they're counting like food trucks and things like that in their fast food, but you know, because when I think of fast food, I'm thinking drive through things like that. But I do know I watch the Food Network sometimes, and they'll do diners, drive-ins, and dives or whatever, just places. But a lot I've seen is something called poke. Okay, now. It's basically raw fish mixed with some other things. Ugh. Yeah. See, that would be a no for me. I just...
But Hawaii has 97.5% fast food locations per 100,000 residents. The only state close to them is New York at 92.3.
And I'm thinking New York would have to... But they said the odd thing that maybe New York had more restaurants... But this was considered, they were talking about fast food. So I don't know. But yeah, there you go. I wouldn't have guessed Hawaii. That would have probably been toward the bottom of my list. But yep.
And then this article said, interestingly, Hawaii has a low prevalence of obesity compared to the rest of the United States.
They're eating all that raw fish.
Well, they say they got every kind of fast food restaurant that you can think of. And even have some chains that have, you know, several locations. But I'm sure because of the active lifestyle of the island, swimming and hiking kayaking.
Yeah, very active. And I tend to think a lot of the things that they offer are probably more on the healthy side, even though I'm sure they have the regular things that are probably lower on the scale of being good for you. I saw where Governor in South Carolina, McMaster. Yeah, they've got flags that will be lowered to half staff today due to an officer with the Horry County Police Department who died in the line of duty. And so I had somebody ask me what was going on with the flags in South Carolina, why they were at half staff. So I did a little checking. And so it was to be lowered today from sunrise until sunset in tribute to Lance Corporal Melton Gore of the Horry County Police Department, who died in the line of duty. So just wanted to pass that little tidbit of information along to you. Well, Brother Roger, let's, if you want, I'm waiting on that seven things that are not changing. I'm ready for that. So let's get our swap shop items in for today and birthdays and such, and we'll look forward to our devotional today.
All righty. We have here for rent a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath mobile home, and it's located in Mills River. It's $850 a month, and the number is 891-8330.
And I'll mention something, and I'll let you grab that other item. My computer screen's weird. Another quick story out of Tennessee is, according to the University of Tennessee's Institute of Agriculture, they say that 2021 will be the year that the 17-year cicada swarm.
Oh.
Yeah. So
not good.
Yeah, they say that multiple swarms of 17-year and 13-year cicadas are projected to emerge in Tennessee over the next several years. But of course, you know, it's that high shrill sound that you're going to hear. So that's something that again from the University of Tennessee's Institute of Agriculture.
Okay. We also have someone that needs help taking 18 bags to the landfill. They're willing to pay $60. 877-4455, 877-4455.
And on our birthday book for today, this 20th day of January, happy birthday to Mr. Blake Skidmore.
Wow, happy birthday, Brother Blake.
One of the students here in the internship program. And then also up Balsam Grove Way, a special happy 81st birthday wish to Mrs. Clara McCall.
Well, happy, happy birthday.
She is a doll, and we love her and her sweet husband, Brother Dan McCall. God bless you, Miss Clara. Big old birthday wish from all of us around here. We love and appreciate you and hope it is a great day for you. Well, Brother Roger, we are 39 days and counting until virtual Share-a-thon. Those dates, February 28th through March the 7th. And our Share-a-thon prayer request for today.
Pray for the preachers who will minister at the 10 a.m. services.
Amen. And someone asked me about the schedule for Share-a-thon, music and preaching, and working on finalizing those. The folks that handle that are. And as soon as we get things confirmed, we will be both talking about the schedule, and we will also have it posted on our website and on our social media Facebook page at Anchor Broadcasting. So again, as soon as that gets confirmed, we will share that with you. But please be praying with us. Again, virtual only due to COVID. So we're saying please tune in, whether you listen on air, online, on the app, just not in person. And we regret that last, but that's the best thing that we can do to keep everybody safe. So you pray with us. Again, 39 days and counting. And today, specifically praying for those that will preach in the 10 a.m. morning service.
Amen.
Well, Brother Roger, I have that song waiting on you, so you have plenty of time. Share your heart with us.
I know that this time that we've been through 2020 and the plague and the unrest and what I call the unraveling of America from what we used to be to where we're at. Mm-hmm. And the things have even Christians stirred and upset, fearful. So I wanted to give you seven things that when the transfer of power happened, didn't change. Number one, God is still sovereign.
Amen.
He didn't get bumped out.
No.
He didn't get replaced. He didn't give up codes. No, the creator of this world is still running it.
Amen.
So number two, my God is still on the throne.
Amen.
He didn't get bumped out of power, and nobody's going to bump him out of power. No one has the ability. And I want you to remember that this sovereign God who is still on the throne is the one, number three, that sets up kings and brings them down.
Yeah.
He puts into place who he wants when he is getting things together. He set up a Pharaoh that was kind to Joseph, and then there was one that rose up that didn't know Joseph.
Yeah.
Two totally different outcomes. He rose up Nebuchadnezzar because of the disobedience of Israel. But once those 70 years were done, God brought judgment upon Nebuchadnezzar and others that followed.
Yeah.
He is the one. And I promise you, and if you've heard me on prayer time, you've heard me say this many, many times, never look at an election through the eyes of politics.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it through the eyes of prophecy.
Amen.
Because it doesn't matter which party's in power. They are both on different tracks, pushing us to a one world government and a one world monetary system.
Mm-hmm.
They're just doing it in two totally different, diametrically opposed ways,
mm-hmm.
but they will come together.
Yeah.
So remember that. Number four, God is still for us.
Amen.
If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
And because God is still for us, number five, he will never leave us nor forsake us. That didn't change.
He promised.
It's a promise of God. You have God's word on it.
That's right.
He's kept his word from eternity past to this present. Jesus came the first time, and he's coming the second time. Yes. It's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
He is for us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. That leads us to number six. God's plan for this church age of grace still stands. The church is to be the lighthouse that beams the gospel to a lost and dying world. And until that last soul gets in, because people say, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were before. For this they are willingly ignorant. Mm-hmm. I always joke and say the Greek there means dumb on purpose. But just a little further down, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering, severely patient. I mean, just incredibly patient. Not willing that any should perish. And that's where we need to be, church. Let's look at the people that need the Lord and shine the light of the gospel of Christ, because he wants all to come to repentance, but he leaves the decision in their hands. We have a job to do.
That's right.
And it's very, very important that we don't lose sight of who we are in Christ. This election has nothing to do with what I am and who I am. And Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God.
Amen.
Nothing changed in the realm of God. And my Bible says, the wrath of man will praise me, the remainder of wrath I'll restrain. He said, if it's wrathful and I let it happen, it's ultimately going to come back and praise me. Otherwise, I'll stop it.
Yeah.
So I just have God's word on that. And number seven, God's plan for the future still stands. One day, there's going to be a trumpet.
Yes.
And all of this will be but a blip on the radar screen for you and me.
Yeah.
As all of a sudden, if I take it the way I believe it, which John said, he heard the voice that said, come up to me. He heard as it were a trumpet saying, come up with me. And immediately I was in the spirit. Where was he? At the throne of God.
Amen.
And he heard these 24 elders and these living creatures saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of his glory. And all of these people that don't trust Christ and mock and ridicule him, that blip on the radar screen for you and me becomes a holy hell for them.
Yeah.
And that ought to break our hearts.
Yeah.
My God's still on the throne. I'm still in good shape. They're not. Now let's implore what we should have done for centuries. Pray, like the Bible said, for those that are in power.
Yeah.
Pray for their salvation. Pray that God gets hold of them. My friend, people have said, if I thought I was going to get COVID-19 again, I just as soon roll into a pit. I wouldn't wish hell on anybody.
No.
I don't want anybody to die and go to hell. What a... That's eternity.
Yeah.
But God's future plan for me, it's all secured. I've got the seal of the Holy Spirit and the down payment of a promised brand new body.
Amen.
And there's more. I just gave you those seven because I thought they were good.
And they were.
They did not change. And so I thought the fitting way to go out of Swap Shop today would be to play this wonderful song. He's still on the throne, so why should I be sad?